Broadcasting live from the beautiful Atlanta Convention Center at America Smart, it's Eventorac 2014. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Lee Cantor with Stone Payton here at Eventorac 2014 in beautiful downtown Atlanta, Georgia. Stone, quite a show we got going on here.
We most certainly do. I think we've been back-to-back since the moment that we got here. This is going to be a fantastic segment. We have with us, hailing all the way from Armor Drive here
wow.
in town. We have somebody from San Diego, San Francisco, now all the way from 201 Armor Drive. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast from Big Squid Interactive, Miss Purvi Patel. How you doing?
I am doing great.
So tell us, what have you accomplished so far this week? Have you had a chance to catch up with some old friends and make some new ones in this conference?
Some and some new ones.
And Big Squid Interactive, what are you guys doing for folks?
We are an all-inclusive online marketing agency here in Atlanta. We provide to Atlanta business people as well as people all the way in California to New York.
And what do? Like, you help them with their social media?
We help them with social media, PPC campaigns, web analytics, to any kind of online internet marketing.
So now, does social media really work?
That's a strange question. Of course it works.
In what way? Like, I can sell something with social media?
You can
tweet
sell
something and someone's going to buy something?
Not necessarily. It doesn't work that way.
So
social media is not going to be an immediate ROI tool. So the basic function of it is to make sure that you are getting your awareness out there.
So branding. It works well for
right.
branding?
Branding. Your reputation management. Right. Your customer service. Your customer acquisition.
So I bet you get that kind of question a lot, though, for people like him with gray hair. And
I'm old.
They're not Twitter friendly, and they're not on the
Pinterest. I can't tweet on my rotary phone. I'm having a hard time.
I'm sure that's not the first time you might have gotten a more polite version of the question, but you probably do run into that, and you have to be prepared to kind of gently walk some people into the 21st century on some of this stuff, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much all the time, all the time.
So that's not a new thing for you. But what are some of the more common misconceptions that you run into in the marketplace, especially early in your engagement cycle when you're first sitting down with the old guy that founded the company?
I think a lot of people are used to traditional marketing tactics, which is, I'm spending this money, when am I going to see it come back? Where is that return on investment? And I think that's where a lot of people are kind of being misguided, because it's not immediate ROI. What it is it's taking your brand to the next level. There are so many businesses, so much competition to speak, that you have to be careful and to be creative with what you're doing. And that's what social media is. It's taking that creativity to the next level, putting your services out there, and it may be the same service that multiple companies are offering, but you're offering it with creativity. You're offering it with pleasing images. And that's what people in younger generations are looking for.
So now, how does it work in terms of, I have a business, and how do I know which social media channel to be on? Like, do I just automatically go on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest? Like, I just pick them all? Like, that seems like impossible to manage.
Yeah, it is pretty much hard to manage. But no, a lot of people think that Facebook, just because they have, over a billion followers and fans, that it would be the best platform for a business, and it's not. We take a look at lots of various factors, what your market is, what your trends are, who your company is, who your competition is, and where they're at. That's where we want to put you. So we're going to find your market, and we're going to put you on a platform that is going to bring most success and your brand recognition for you in that area.
So the ROI equation may be a little bit different, but we should be looking to achieve some sort of specific milestones or some indicators that we're looking for. Is that part of your process as well, to help us think through what we can and should try to accomplish through some of this?
Most definitely. We're looking at engagement quality, which is what SEO and Google algorithm is incorporating today.
Okay.
They are looking at those plus ones that are on your Google Plus. They're looking at your keywords. They're looking at your meta tags. They're looking at images that are being tagged correctly. And all of these things are...
You know, he's hearing blah, 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 blah. But but that's okay. At some point, you're able to communicate to these folks what all these things
right.
mean.
They will have a nice little colorful bar graph that will show them, this is where you were in May, this is where you're in June, this is where you're
Thank
in July.
You. I appreciate that. Now, how about in my business, LinkedIn is the most important channel for me. Is there? Can you share some tips on how?
Well,
to
you
get
think
the most?
It is. You don't know. For, it could be Pinterest. If you talk to this lady for 20 minutes, she might bring you into the.
How about some LinkedIn tips? Do you have any?
I do. LinkedIn is all about networking. So I hate to say this, but you need to be on it at all times. Are you on it right now?
Right now. I'm on it.
Michael, okay. Just say yes.
Yes. Because you
I
need
to be on it. I have people to be on it. Do I have to really do it, or I can just hire some 20-year-olds to be on it for
no,
me?
No. You could. And
no,
then
that's an important question, though, because don't you run into people like him that hire their niece for the summer? Oh, yeah, you know, Candy's got that. She'll handle it.
And I'm sure Candy does a great job on her personal Facebook, but do you really want to trust a 20-year-old with your business account?
No. is that the right answer?
No.
I should hire Big Squid. That's who I should trust, right?
You should trust Big Squid.
All right. So how did it all get started? Did you build this thing?
I did. I started the social media division at Big Squid Interactive. Scott, the CEO of Big Squid, has been around in the marketing industry with many different companies such as 360i and a lot of different interactive companies in Atlanta for almost 20 years. And he decided to start his own segment and brought me on for his social media division 2 years ago. And we have been booming since then.
That is fantastic. So what's the future for you guys and what are you looking for? Are you recruiting to get more talented help? Are you looking for new customers? Are you looking to focus on specific sectors as you grow? What's on the horizon for you guys?
We are ever evolving. We are taking what marketing is. We're researching. We're looking at the trends and we're trying to think ahead. So we're trying to be ahead of everyone in marketing. We want to bring in people on our team who are going to be ahead of anything that's happening. So Scott brought me on for social media before social media was incorporated in business. And that's exactly what we're continually trying to do with Big Squid.
So do you have any Google Glass specialists yet?
We don't have any Google Glass specialists.
So you're looking for one? We have somebody.
Are you interested?
Is there an opening?
I'll take you.
But that's what you're doing. You're always trying to kind of get ahead. You got to be smarter than your clients, right?
Right.
So now if somebody wants to learn more about Big Squid, where should they go? Any social media channel,
any
right?
Social media channel, most definitely. But you can also go to our website, which is bigsquidinteractive.com.
That's old school websites. Can I go, is there Google Plus, LinkedIn, Facebook? Am I going to find you in all those?
You're going to find me on all of those.
And you're going to find her on some stuff that we probably don't even know about yet. I mean, what's the future? Where does it... It's not going to stop. There's going to be different platforms evolving, yes?
Yes, there are definitely going to be different platforms evolving. You know, when Pinterest first came out, no one was really looking at it. They were thinking that, these are people, little girls planning their weddings 20 years in advance. And it's more than that, you know? Now it is the number one social media selling tool. You can purchase, you can look at pricing, you're finding things without even knowing that you're looking for it.
Right. It changes rapidly, though, because I don't know. I was looking for your Friendster page, and I couldn't find it.
Or your MySpace page.
MySpace. Couldn't find your MySpace page.
What's Friendster again? Exactly. That was before my time.
Exactly. It changes pretty rapidly.
All right. One more time. Let's make sure our listeners have your website and any other coordinates you want to leave them with.
We are Big Squid Interactive, and that you can find us at www.bigsquidinteractive, and you can call us at 855-55-SQUID.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, it was a pleasure.
All right. We will be back in a few from the show floor of Eventeract 2014.